around, the brain moves information around. In other words, when neurons fire, they signal each other. That signal is a bit of information. Most of that information, which altogether I call the mind, is forever outside of awareness. But layered up increasingly at higher levels in the architecture of the brain, we've developed conscious awareness, including simply understanding these words right now. And absent a transcendental, apart from something transcendental, you know, the X factor kind of outside the system, if you will, of materiality, in ways that remain mysterious, but still there's no doubt in science that the ordinary processes of mind require the brain. So when the brain changes, the mind changes. They co-arise in a very Buddhist way, you know, codependent arising. On the other hand, when the mind changes, the brain changes. And that's the takeaway here, that if you can use your mind skillfully in terms of what you think about, what you pay attention to, how you think, how you feel, how you work with the interior world of the mind, you literally sculpt the brain over time. And as you do that, you change the neural substrate of how you experience living. And if you can do that, you've got the keys to the kingdom right there. You've got the tools right there to change the world, you know, one person at a time in a very profound way.
Where does that begin? How do you do that?
You mean how does a person begin to change their...
Yeah, how do they do that?
It's a fantastic question. I think the place for people to start is counterintuitive, which is...